Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah teaches us a very important principle when it comes to the laws of Hotzah, of carrying. And this principle that the Mishnah is about to teach us is that if a person intends to do something and that intent is not fulfilled, then in fact a person would be exempt, a person would be patur from Hotzah. The reason being, a person's kavana, a person's intention of the way to carry the item must be met in order to be chayav, liable for violating the Isra of Hotzah on Shabbos, as with other types. Mishnah begins, Amis kaven lahotzi lafanav, uvalo la'acharav patur, la'acharav uvalo lafanav chayav. Person who intended to take out an object in front of him, place it around their neck so that it lies in front of them in order so that it is guarded properly. Valo l'acharav, however, it slipped and ended up going behind the individual. Such a person would be patur, the person would be exempt. The reason is, explains the Gemara, the person intended on guarding the object properly and in the end had a minimal amount of protection. And therefore, that degrading of the protection is tantamount to almost a different type of carrying. It is not what the person wanted, not what the person intended, and therefore he's exempt. However, la'acharav uvalo lefanav, the person intended to take it out and back, to place it on the back, uvalo lefanav, but in the end it slipped around and went to the front of the individual, such a person would be chayav, such a person would be liable. And there the reason is in the end, the person had a greater sense of guarding over the item since it ended up being in front of them. So if they wanted to place the item behind them, it is a minimal amount of shmirah protection, and in the end there was a higher level of protection. Of course, it's as if we definitely consider as if his will was met, his intention was fulfilled, even more than his intention was fulfilled, and therefore such a person would be chayav, such a person would be liable for hotzah on Shabbos. Continuing with this idea, Mishnah continues, V'emes Amru, Ha'isha Chogeres Besinar Ben Melefaneha Uven Melachareha Chayaves, Shekin Ro'oi Lios Chozer. Chazal said, a woman who wears this type of apron, this type of garment that was common for women to wear in those days, that was known almost to slip around her. Translations that I've seen explains the word sinar to be an apron or a petticoat. Since it moves around, it doesn't fit that snug to her body. It moves around over what she is wearing. And therefore, a person, a lady who is wearing this coat with something dangling to it, whether in the front or in the back, a person would be chayav. Why would she be chayav? The reason is because she knows that it is going to move around. And therefore, such a petticoat, such an apron moves around from side to side. And therefore, regardless of her intention, nonetheless, she should know that if she places it in the front and goes to the back, that is common. It's not really a surprise. And therefore, she would be chayav regardless of the intent. Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekablei fiskin. Rabbi Yehuda says this principle should also apply to a letter carrier. That these letter carriers used to work for the government, and what they would do is, they would have these couriers, and when they would travel from place to place in letters hung in wooden tubes, they'd have these wooden tubes almost in a belt around their waist or perhaps in their necks. And again, this tube could move from front to the back to the back to the front without a problem. And again, since they know this ahead of time, such individuals should also be chayav, just like a woman who wears this type of garment that also can move from front to the back, just like a sinar. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and we do not apply this principle of the letter carrier, the courier to the king, is actually not the same as an Isha Chogeres Basinar, a woman wearing a type of apron. Perek Yud Mishnah Hey. Hamotzi Kikar Rashut Rabim Chayav. Person who takes out a loaf into the public domain, such a person is liable. And must bring a korban chatas if done b'shoge. Mishnah continues. Mitzu shnayim. However, if two individuals take out this loaf of bread, p'turin, they are exempt from bringing a korban chatas. What is the reason why if two people together perform an action, they are exempt from bringing the korban? The reason is the Gemara learns out. The pasuk tells us in Vayikra and Parabellid, Nefesh achas techta bishaga, that in the event one person sins through error, making a mistake, vasosa achas mitzvos Hashem asher lo tasena. The Gemara learns out from the word bi'asosa, from the word literally means in doing it. The Gemara learns from there that see that a person who does not do a whole action is exempt. It must be be'asosa. It has to be completely done. And if a person does not do the whole action, then they are exempt. Only a person who does the whole action brings this korban chatas, because this person performed this accidental sin and must bring a korban to atone. Lo yachal echa lahotzio. What about if one person is unable to take out the item? And in such a case, votzu shnayim. And in such a case, two people took the item out. Let's say it's a large sofa. One person is not able to lift it out themselves, but together they manage to remove it and transport it from one domain to the next. In such a case, as the Mishnah chayavim, they are liable. Why is it in such a case where two people take out an item that's so heavy they're both liable? The reason is because each one has actually done an entire action. Each one took out a, participated in and took out an item from one reshus to the next, and therefore that is an act of significance, that is a complete act, and therefore each one of them would be chayav to bring a korban. On this point, however, there's a machlokas. If it's Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon in fact exempts both of these individuals who carried out this heavy item and transported them from one domain to the next. And the reason is, according to Rabbi Shimon, since one person cannot do it on his own and is performed by two people, according to Rabbi Shimon, an action where one person is unable to accomplish it, if it's done by two people, then they are both exempt, and halacha is not according to Rabbi Shimon. Continues our Mishnah. Motzi ochlin pachos mikashir bekeli, a person who takes out food less than the prescribed amount. Those amounts we've discussed in great detail in many of the previous Mishnayos in this Masechet. Person carries this amount in a kli, in a vessel. Patur afal kli, this person is exempt even on the kli because shakli tfelalo, because the vessel is considered secondary to the item itself. This requires a little bit of an explanation. Why is it that if a person carries out food, let's say he carries out the measure for food, which is asur, which is kavogeres, the amount of a dried fig, why would he be exempt for the kli? Why would he be exempt for the vessel? The commentaries explain that the reason is because he didn't intend to carry out the kli. What does he want to do? He wants to transport the food. He's not interested in this cup or this plate. And therefore, in such a case, he would be putter form carrying out this cup as well. What's the proof that this kli would be secondary? Someone to ask a person who's carrying an apple on a plate, no one's going to say, what do you have there? I have an apple and a plate. They would say, I have an apple. The plate just happens to be servicing the apple, helping you from, you don't want to carry the apple's wet, the apple's cold, you don't want to touch it. So the plate is just helping you carry out the apple, and therefore it's as if the plate is insignificant. The Mishnah continues, as a chai b'mita patur af al hamita, shamita tfeila lo. And on this notion, what happens if a person carries out a human being? What about if a person carries someone on a bench, on a bed of some sort? In such a case, the person would be exempt, not just for the person, but even for the mita, even for the bench, even for the bed itself. Same idea, because the mita is tefillah lo, the mita is deemed insignificant. The mita is secondary compared to the person who is on the... Why isn't a person chayav? Why isn't a person culpable for carrying out a person? And that is because chay noses asmo, a live person carries himself. A live person is not really carried. If, however, a person were to be tied up and would not really be able to carry themselves, or they would be chayav for carrying such a person. What about carrying an animal? What about carrying a bird? No, that is not the same. You would be chayav, you would be culpable for carrying animals. What is the reason why a person carrying a person is exempt? So we mentioned that a chay noses asmo, that a live person really carries themselves. The Tosfos Yom Tov, in fact, comments and says, at the end of the day, we learn from the Mishkan. In terms of the Mishkan, they didn't carry human beings, they transported material. Therefore, that is why a human was carried by somebody, that person who's carrying the person would be, in fact, exempt. The Tiferes Yisrael asks the following question. He says, well, if that's true, how come then a person who carries an animal is not exempt? After all, in the Mishkan, they didn't transport animals, they just transported material. Therefore, he goes on to explain that no, the reason why we are exempt for carrying a human being is because, as you mentioned earlier, chai noses asmo, a live being, a human being really carries himself. And therefore, it's almost as if two people are carrying this person. Both the person carrying the person and the person themselves. And we know shnayim suhu is learned at the beginning of our Mishnah. Two people who perform an action of carrying, they are in fact exempt. What might be a practical ramification? Well, it would be a nafkamina between these two interpretations. So I saw that it is mentioned that perhaps according to the Tiferes Yisrael, the person who is being carried transgressed a Isser Derabanan. After all, he is carrying himself into a Rishus HaRabim while being carried in conjunction with somebody else. And two people who perform an action which is forbidden, Shnayim Shasuhu, it might not transgress a biblical commandment, but it definitely would be a rabbinic prohibition, and therefore, even the person being carried according to the Tiferes Yisrael might transgress this Isser D'Rabbanan. Let's continue our Mishnah. Esameis b'mita chayav. If a person carries someone who is deceased, then you would be chayav, because of course, placing a person onto a bed, onto a bench, carrying that out, a person cannot carry himself if they are deceased, and therefore you would be chayav. V'chein kezayis min hameis, v'chazayis min hanvela, v'chadasha min ha'sheretz, chayav. And similarly on this notion, the person were to take out into the public domain the size of an olive, of a dead person, or from an animal carcass, with the size of a lentil, v'chadasha, from a dead rodent, you would be chayav for carrying out all of these items as well. Why specifically these amounts? And the reason is because those amounts, the amount of a kezayis by a person who's deceased, or kezayis by a nevela, or the size of a lentil, hadasha by a sheretz, all those amounts have an ability to impart tuma, and therefore they are deemed significant. Rabbi Shimon, however, poter. Rabbi Shimon exempts such a person from bringing a korban. Why is that? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, why does a person want to remove these things from their home into the public domain? They want to get rid of them. After all, they impart uncleanliness, they impart tumah, and therefore to remove a dead body or part of a dead body or kazayis and avela from part of a carcass or dashim and a sheret, a person wants to remove it in order so that for whom it does not contaminate others, and therefore that is considered a malacha shein eina tzricha begufa, an activity which is not required for its own sake, and therefore a person would be pator from doing so. Here's the machlokes, what is the halacha? According to Tanakama, it appears malacha shein tzricha begufa would be chayav, and that is in fact the way the Rambam rules. According to, however, Rabbi Shimon, malacha shein tzricha begufa, whoever performs an action for an activity not for its own sake would be pator. That is according to the Ravid, the Ramban, and the Halacha according to the Rashba as well.